Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good.
As they come into the stadium, Diggins trying to get in on the outside.
Jesse Diggins with 2 fifth-place finishes, 1 sixth. So close for the U.S. on so many occasions. Now moving up on the inside into second place.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. And Steven Nielsen leading Jesse Diggins into the final turn. Can Diggins answer?
As the roars rattle around the cross-country stadium in Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway come into the line.
Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins,
goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
You know, buddy, I don't know what I did to deserve that, but on the behalf of the millions of listeners we have every single day, my son and my wife, we want to thank you. Our family wants to thank you for playing. Here comes Diggins, Klobuchar, and yes, 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 go, go, go.
You know what? A gentleman called in and said he's had a rough go of it at work this morning. And he will pick me up. And I said, you know what? We got you.
Oh, man.
So, on this random June of 2019.
Oh, thank you so much. Dead Dead Tiger said, here comes Diggins, favorite call of all time. I was randomly watching that race live with my wife and went nuts. Thank you. That's Dead Head Tiger. Thank you, Zach Orr. You know, we'll do that. We'll do some sort of little clip throughout the summer just to get you going and get you before football. We don't do Diggins in football season.
No.
No. Unless Clemson has a very tough game, and that could be their own Klobuchar.
Yes. Look at you pronouncing that correctly.
And they're very Clemson football right now has very few Klobuchars.
It's only taken a year.
You have a Klobuchar going on in your life right now. Wedding planning. That is your personal Klobuchar.
I mean, it's not too bad now, to be honest with you.
You got it now? You got it licked?
We finalized the guest list. It's closed. So
did my wife RSVP or not?
She did. She did. She did. And I thank her for being responsible. I don't understand the no response people. But we'll have a nice number. Good number.
I've been working with Drake, and he's holding things better. So as far as the ring bearer itself, mm-hmm. he's all ready for the job.
Yeah, maybe for the second wedding, but for the first one.
Is Winston...
We're all set up.
Is Winston the ring bearer?
No ring bearer. The best man will have it.
Okay. So no cute little kids walking down the aisle?
No kids at all. It's going to be great.
Take back the tux. Anyway, all right, so hour two, I appreciate you doing the digging stuff that made my day. I'm not going to give you a hard time about my son not coming to your wedding. I love it now. It's great. Zach, you just made my day. Diggins, that's from the 864. Another 864. Gold, gold, gold. Appreciate those coming in, and we'll continue more. The more you praise Zach about what a great guy he is, maybe the more Diggins we'll get.
That is the only call I've ever enjoyed that is from a third-party location, right? They weren't in Pyeongchang that night.
Oh, they weren't?
No, that was a remote broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Hey, speaking of the golf thing, I asked the question, is the audio problems, and you heard it, right?
Yes.
Come back and forth, they switch in, switch out. Yeah. A lot of times it happens like when they do the crawlers. I think we had a silver alert yesterday. I hate seeing amber alerts and silver alerts, but we had that. So they put that up
there. What's a silver one?
It's an old a senior citizen that has dementia. Whoa. I'm not touching my phone at all. All of a sudden, Siri starts talking to me.
What are you doing there?
Siri just started talking to me over here.
Silver Siri. It's close enough.
Silver alert rather than amber. A person with dementia or Alzheimer's or something that's like they can't find them. Hate that, man. But anyway, I think it happens there. But a texter said, in Charleston, I didn't notice any sound problems. It might be a Fox 21 thing. I know the people Fox 21 listen to the show. And they're not texting in. I think it might be a Fox 21 thing. I notice when it's on Fox Sports 1, I don't have that issue. But you'll be watching the Super Bowl. Fox 21, all of a sudden it goes from high def to low def or sound, and the sound goes crazy and comes back down. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we're just putting the Fox 21 people on blast this morning.
I don't know. I mean, if they could call me and tell me no, it's a network thing, I'd give them a break on it. But I don't know. Speaking of giving them a break on it, and I didn't want to get too much into this, but I just had a very, very, very interesting conversation with a baseball scout this weekend.
He or she will not be named.
He will not be named.
Oh, you can say it's a man.
Yes. Because the premise of the conversation was, hey, I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody, you know, any of your bosses or anything like that. So, but I need this information. And I need it kind of straight shot because I don't know this. And actually, my buddy Dave, who texted in, was the kind of guy who kind of got me on this. And then I went back and just did some research. And let me give you a little background here. Now, this is from an article on March the 18th of this year. In the Greenville News, Molly Simon wrote this for the Greenville News. And I didn't know this until the last couple of weeks of the season. And Zach, tell me if you knew this. That Clemson University has stopped participating after 4 years in a tuition exchange program that was used in part by the school's baseball program to help recruit out-of-state students. The out-of-state undergraduate student attending Clemson annual tuition is $37,128. Cost of tuition is up more than that, though. I think it's almost $50 now for, you know, total cost, compared to $15,000 for South Carolina residents. The academic common market operated by the Southern Regional Education Board helped bridge that gap by offering in-state tuition to students from other states majoring in subjects not available in their home states. You understand that? Is that simple?
Simple enough.
The program, according to Greenville News, was founded as a way to let schools share scarce resources and avoid duplicating degrees. There are 15 states that participate: Alabama, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia. States in other regions of the country have similar programs, such as the Western Undergraduate Exchange. So this is not an athletic program. These are ones that, you know what, you don't want duplicating degrees. Certain ones are going to have certain states have you know, better programs, certain like things like this, and you want to make it affordable for out-of-state students. According to Associate Athletic Director Kyle Young, between 2015 and 2018, 15 student athletes at Clemson benefited from the program that ended for undergraduates at the start of this academic year. Kyle Young says, quote, anytime you lose financial aid program, anytime it goes away, there's obviously some challenges here. Clemson baseball assistant coach Bradley Leekroy, friend of the show, guy comes on the show, said he was familiar with the academic common marketplace from his time at the University of Tennessee for baseball, which gets 11.7 scholarships to spread among roster players of 35. The common market helped make up the difference for some players trying to afford Clemson. Leekroy said, quote, this is a way to be competitive against other schools in the recruiting process. The article said, unquote, the article says, while Clemson has long participated in the common market for graduate students, when Leekroy came to Clemson, he said he was pestered the university to consider joining the market for undergraduates. He said it benefit the team and non-athletes university. He says, quote, our competitors all have it. It's something we kept putting on the table and finally got it approved. It was great for us for the time that we had it. Now, in talking to this baseball scout from the weekend, it is such a big deal. Clemson just lost a kid. It was them and Vanderbilt. By the way, what he tells me, this local scout, is that it's $53,000 out of state right now at Clemson. There's the total cost of attendance. He says, now this is in text message, Clemson had it for the last 4 years, but not like other schools were. It was unlimited. It wasn't unlimited spots. They got like 2 to 3 spots per year. So it wasn't unlimited, right? He then says that they decided to take away for some reason, and that's why Clemson lost the Collier kid to Alabama, because he couldn't afford to go to Clemson. The Collier kid was from Georgia, got drafted. Now, he's probably going to sign with the Pirates anyway. But here recently, he committed to Clemson but had to sign with Alabama. South Carolina has unlimited spots. And this baseball scout tells me there's a reason Vandy is so good. Corbs, Tim Corbin, will never leave because he has 30 scholarships. UNC, UVA, NC State all have it. Or something similar to it. Wake Forest. He says that 7 of the 8 college baseball World Series teams have it. Florida State's the only one that doesn't have it. I'll get into that here in a minute. He said that the problem is they know it. These other programs know it, but they can't do anything about it. He said Carter's going to sign, so that's not a big deal for Clemson, but he's not having Alabama. He goes, it would be like Alabama having 110 football scholarships and telling Dabo he has 60. How do you think that would go over? He says college baseball has changed so much with the outside scholarships, and 99% of the time, schools that don't have academic karmic marketplace lose kids to schools that do have it. You can understand that. Why go to a school and pay $25,000 a year to go to, say, Clemson, when you can go to UVA or UNC or Vandy and go for about $4,000? Just makes sense. I respond to that the coaches have to do something about this. And he said the problem is the power brokers all have it. TCU has it. UVA has it. Vanderbilt has it. The most powerful schools and the powerful personalities in baseball have it, so they're not going to do away with it. He said that Florida State does not need it as much. Florida State does not have it. Florida State does not need it as much because they stay in-state and they have a bright future scholarship program for the in-state kids. You know, the lottery money, whatever. And so if you're recruiting in-state, it's not a big deal. But the problem here at Clemson is that you got to recruit North Carolina so much and Charlotte so much, and you got to recruit Atlanta so much that a kid goes to Georgia for $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, comes to Clemson, going to cost him $20,000, $25,000. He said that Clemson offered a kid an 80% scholarship, but he's going to Vanderbilt on 100% because of needs base. Now, he also says that Vandy and Michigan have – so do you wonder why they have so many African Americans on their team? All full rides, not baseball scholarships. That these schools have money for endowments for minority scholarships, and it hurts that they are able to go out and do it, and Clemson can't go out and do this. So my point through all of it is, see, on a needs base, a lot like Vanderbilt is so expensive. Can we look up Vanderbilt, what it is now? Private schools can do this, but Vanderbilt tuition. Cost of tuition. Cost of attendance. Let's see what this is. Not a tuition. Cost of attendance is what it's called. Vanderbilt is $73,000. All right? What they do in these schools is if you make less than, say, $100,000 a year, then you get a needs-based scholarship. If you make $250,000 a year, you're going to pay $73,000. You're not going to do that because you get some academic money through some endowments, right? But you're not getting the needs-based scholarship stuff. So what happens is these kids commit to, say, Vanderbilt in their junior year, and they don't have to go to school for another 18 months or whatever. One of the parents might even quit their job to get them under $100,000, under $125,000, whatever the threshold is. And then once they get the scholarship, they can go back to school because it costs them $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year to do it this way.
Okay.
Now, my point to the baseball scout was, why the coaches, the other coaches don't have to do something about it. It's not fair for somebody to get 30 scholarships and somebody get 11.7.
Well,
right?
You call this funny money. It sounds more like smart money to me.
It's very smart money.
Why is Clemson not doing this?
I have not talked to anyone from Clemson about this.
Well, use your
the reason, my guess is.
Hypothesize.
That my hypothesis is.
Hypotheses.
That this is not an athletic scholarship. This is an academic scholarship. And my guess is that those powers at the university felt like that there were other programs out there that it was costing them tuition money. And the bottom line is that they'll give up some baseball success and some. And it's not just baseball, soccer, track, any of the partial scholarship sports. I need to talk to Larry Pendley and Kelly Hester about golf maybe and see if they have it there a little bit because you have partial scholarships in those sports. Oh, by the way, Vanderbilt's very good in golf. But the point is, I think the university, my guess and my hypothesis is that academics are only, athletics are only a small part of that, that if you're going to offer it to thousands of students out there, kids are taking advantage of it, then it might cost you more money, right?
Sure.
So here's what and putting it in our local terms, because it wasn't all just about the Clemson talk. It was about the regionals and who has it, who doesn't, that kind of stuff, and what it means. It doesn't appear like it's going away. You can't tell University of Michigan that you can't offer minority scholarships or needs-based scholarships. You can't tell them that. They do it for all their students. You can't change the whole University of Michigan system, right? I think you need to make all scholarships in baseball. Well, instead of worrying about paying football players or basketball players, let's make all baseball scholarships. Let's make them all full scholarships. And let's give them about 20 and say, that's it. You can't have any more. The other side of that is, and this is the sad and depressing part, Zach. I have said here many times that we do not need to lower expectations. When you lower expectations, it is very dangerous. If you tell your average worker, you know, around here we work 40 hours a week, but man, if you guys want to, we're going to hold you a little lower accountability here. Man, you guys want to work 30, 35, whatever. What do you think people are going to do?
Obviously 30, 35.
Right. So lowering expectations is not the answer. However, my goal through all this is to say that when Clemson does not reach their full potential in soccer or baseball or golf or whatever, then we have to understand. The biggest Clemson fan in the world needs to understand some things. First, you can still win, all right? I'm not saying you can't win in baseball here. Now, that's going to include that's going to make it be where a lot of in-state kids, you got to take a lot of in-state kids, because we just told you $15,000 for in-state tuition. Cost of attendance probably like $20,000 there. And you can still get a half scholarship, gets you down to 10, and you still get some academic money, and you can still get some, you know, maybe some lottery money or whatever, you know, what they call it, the Hope Scholarship, whatever. You could get some scholarship money and get it down, and where it's affordable to do. However, who's good in baseball now? Georgia Tech just had a great year, won the ACC division. Georgia Tech. In-state, you're going over to Atlanta. Georgia had a really good year this year, top 5 years this year. Both of them are national seeds. You're going to ask a kid in Georgia, mom and dad, hey, you come to Clemson, we'll give you half a scholarship. It's going to cost you about $20,000, $25,000. You go to Georgia Tech, it's going to cost you $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. What are they going to do? So it's not fair to hold Monty Lee accountable, and in my opinion, to hold Mike Noonan accountable against the competition he's trying to beat if they don't have the money, the same amount of. That's right. You're gonna ask me to do the same job, but not give me the same resources. That's not fair, correct?
Sure, but it also sounds like you're kind of not lowering your expectations, but you're managing them.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, I don't want to lower expectations, but I want to. When you fall short of those expectations, I think we have to understand why.
So you're managing your expectations,
right? Managing them,
sure.
The last thing in the world I want to do is say, man, it's okay to lose in baseball, lose in soccer, lose in whatever. It's okay to not make the College World Series. It's okay to not make these kind of places. But until this system changes.
You make it sound like it's not going to change.
I don't see how it can. I mean, unless the soccer, the golf, unless they just get together and demand that they do something about it. But why would they? Why would the powers do it? They're not going to do it. You know, a lot of people thought Tim Corbin might be coming here as a coach. Why would you go to a place, give me 30 scholarships or 11.7? You're crazy, man. You're not going to do that. So the point is, as Clemson fans, whenever from now on, if you're not going to have the academic conference, when you say, well, we didn't go to the Super Regional this year, I want to just point it out. Here are the teams that did. Here are the teams that have academic common market, that have funny money, that have
smart money,
that have resources available that Clemson doesn't have. So it's not fair to not give someone the same resources but expect the same results. Now, sad, but that's just how it is.
So by that very nature in that statement, you lower your expectations.
Yes, but I don't want to.
But you do. You have to.
You're right. I'd rather frame it as I'm not going to lower them, but when I do fall short of them, I can doubt. Now I want to understand why I fell short of them.
Yeah, but.
So what's your answer? I'll tell you, we got to take a break. Think about it.
No, sure, sure.
And come back with me on it. The Falls at Meehan is a beautiful planned community in Pendleton. I've been there. Beautiful over there, man. Walking distance to historic downtown Pendleton. My good friends Steve Mudge and Lake Cubs and the guys over there have developed this, and it looks awesome. 70 acres, single family homes, town homes. It looks great. The community offers top amenities, homeowner association maintenance, lawn care, and sidewalks, and great beautiful walking paths downtown. Easy access there. Get in touch with them to find out about the townhomes. Are 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 4 plans, single car garage. But that's in the 180s. Single family homes, 3 to 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Single family homes start about 220. So you're gonna love the Falls at Meehan. Get in touch with Kathy Pinion, 499-8344, 499-8344. Visit them. They're at 120 Crooked Cedar Way in Pendleton. That is the Falls at Meehan. Beautiful community over there. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get Zach Orr's thoughts on it. Much more on your return right after this.
First Team Sports is all about baseball and softball. Travel ball's picking up, and you need to get your team geared up. Get all the best gear at great prices at First Team Sports. And while you're there, you can check out their batting cages and the awesome Rapsodo. Rapsodo tells you the exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of each hit so you can determine which bat is best for you. Make this the best baseball and softball season ever with the help of First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
The Vault in downtown Greenville has the coolest retro fan apparel, throwback gear from over 200 teams, NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and over 100 NCAA teams. Local gear from the Greenville Drive and Swamp Rabbits as well as defunct teams like the Greenville Braves. You'll find something you love at the Vault. Learn more at vaultretrosports.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. Call 864-370-7850. The Vault, 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
The deals are scorching at George Coleman Ford this month, where you can get in a new 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Ford F-150 today.
Offer good with approved credit and finance through Ford Motor Credit.
Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement? Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life.
Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialists. I love Carolina Flooring Specialists. I love that they are good guys, man, but it's a good product. To be honest with you, if they were bad guys, the product's so good, I still go with them. But it just makes it so cool that Tim Worley's a good dude and Daniel Manuel Parma good dudes, and they're guys that work with them are good dudes. You know what's really cool, too, is a job, and one of the owners is Daniel Manuel are on every single job site, and that means quality control. The boss is away, the cat might play a little bit. The boss is there, man. Everybody's walking the straight and narrow. That's why you get this great garage floor. You don't touch anything. They move everything out. It's a great system that they have, and it just looks amazing. I was in my garage last night, and quite frankly, I'm proud of it, man. It looks great. Value of my home increases. So much more affordable than you'd ever think. Think about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Get that great garage floor, 404-8158, 404-8158. Oh, Mr. R24, just a quick golf note. Wilson's staff, who won yesterday with the irons and Gary Woodland, has now won a major in every decade since the 1920s.
How about that?
How about that? All right. I want to know from you, Zach, or Mr. R24, what would you do? Quickly, a couple of texts. Any word on why Clemson stopped the academic common market this year, Matt and Clemson? I have not heard the university's response on it. My only hypothesis is, like I said, that maybe they were just thought it was a bottom line losing money. Ben from Anderson said, just getting on this, where does South Carolina baseball fit in this? Sorry if I missed it, but should it be a real hindrance to being a competitive program? Sure it is. South Carolina has no limit on their academic common marketplace for baseball. So their administration has said, we'll go full all the way in. Texture says, tune in late, but is the door completely closed on this? I don't know that. I mean, you can always change your academic policies. Sound like they're pretty committed to this now. And someone said, can you retweet the article? Just to Google academic common market, college baseball, Greenville News, Kyle Young and Bradley LeCroy were quoted in this. Sean in Simpsonville said, why would a coach want to come to a program like that? My point exactly. So there we are with the academic common marketplace. Mr. Or 24, I paint a pretty grim picture. Still on top of that, the baseball program, you can win here in baseball. This academic common market is not the single most important aspect of it. But according to one scout, Clemson offered an 80% scholarship and lost him to Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt got him a full ride. You can't offer full rides in baseball, by the way. Clemson's never, I think Seth Beer's one of the few that ever had one of those. You just don't get those. You got 11.7, you can't use it on one player. You got 30 players, 35 players. So 80% is the most you're going to get with it. Lost. Why would you pay $10,000 when you go for free? Anyway, so what do you do?
Do what everybody else is doing. I don't think it's unethical what people are doing.
No. It's not unethical.
They're being smart.
You're giving kids opportunities to play baseball in college.
So why not pursue that at Clemson?
They had it. They took it away.
Why not continue to do it so you can be successful?
There is a reason for it. I don't know the reason for it. My guess, again, would be that it's a campus-wide thing. Again, this is not an athletic initiative. This is an academic initiative. And maybe you don't have the endowment money to do it. See, this is where a Virginia high endowment, a Vanderbilt high endowment has advantages. A Michigan high endowment has advantages because they have needs-based or minority-based types of scholarship money through all this. There is my guess is that campus-wide, the powers to be at Clemson decided that this was costing too much money and it was not worth the cost. What other explanation could you have? I know they want to compete in baseball at Clemson, right? No one on board administration, president, provost. No one at Sykes is saying, you know what, man, we want to really just suck in baseball. No one's saying that. But my guess is that you don't find it. I think the cost is too high. Jim K says selling an endowment fund. Of course, everybody has that. You know what? Texture here says take Omaha off the hats if you're not fully committed. People love on the Omaha on the hats thing, man. To be honest with you, I don't like Omaha on the hats. I think that's crazy and stupid, and who cares what's on your hat? Of course, you're going to try to reach the goal of going to Omaha. How about just winning one in Omaha? How about national championships? Or how about just, I don't know. I don't like the Omaha thing, man. I don't know. But people love that Omaha hat thing. When did the power of bees make that decision? B-E-E-S. Power of bees. I think that's probably a voice text. This is the first year they've been without it, according to the Greenville News, in March of this year. So, yeah, just makes sense.
This is the first year they've been without it.
Well, no. They were without it forever. They had it for 4 years, and now they've taken it away. Is it any... You and I both agree that the last three classes now are the best recruiting classes at Clemson. The last two, they're already here and no one coming in. Well, you hadn't seen the one coming in. That's not fair. The Clemson baseball of... Let me pull this up right now to make sure I'm going to say that. You and I have talked about this in the past. We think that Clemson baseball, the last two classes are the more talented classes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And we say that with rosters with... bear with me here. We say that with the classes of the freshman class of Robleski, Georgia, Parker, South Carolina, Lindley, South Carolina, Rayfield, Georgia, Davis Sharp, Georgia, Hackenberg, Virginia, Ferry, South Carolina, Hawkins, Georgia, Askew, Georgia, Lumsden, South Carolina, and the sophomore class right now of players like Matt Clark from Hilton Head, South Carolina, Michael Green from Edgefield, South Carolina. Let me get a couple more sophomores in here. Other sophomores, Sam Hall, North Carolina, Holt Jones, California, Spencer Strider, Tennessee, Sam Weatherly, Michigan, Mikowski, Georgia, Teodosio was from South Carolina, Kier Meredith, North Carolina. So the point is that if they had that and it seemed like the staff got in, established themselves with some relationships, and then they had this, that the most talented players they have were using the academic common market, right?
Sounds like it, yeah.
So my guess is that Clemson's going to be a lot better in baseball for a couple of years, and then you might see a decline again as a result.
Is that a decline from not advancing out of the regional for the past 9
seasons? No. Those guys were freshmen and sophomores. When they didn't have it, the part of the reason they didn't have it for the 9 years is for most of those 9 years, those players coming through, you didn't have academic common market.
Okay.
Now that you get a new staff in and you got it in there, I think we agree that the more talented players you're going to see are the last two classes, last three classes now, right?
Sure.
So let's see. I think it's too early to say that. I think for the most part of those 9 years, they didn't have it. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
They had it. And let's see if these guys progress and develop. Not fair to judge them in their freshman year.
Okay.
Let's see if they progress and let's see how they do make it to regionals as a result of that. And then see if academic common market is as... It's not a direct correlation. I don't say a one-to-one. I don't want to pretend like that it is. Again, it's not the single most important thing. But if you offer a player 80% scholarship and you lose him because of money, something is wrong. To ask a family to pay on a half a scholarship is a huge baseball scholarship. Remember this. This simple math will tell you this. If it's 30 players on a team, 35 players on a team, and 11.7 scholarships, a half a scholarship is more than your average scholarship. So a half a scholarship at Clemson means you're going to be paying about $25,000 of out-of-state tuition. Out-of-state cost of living.
It just seems peculiar because the leadership structure, the athletic department, all that at Clemson is some of the best in the country, right?
Sure.
Why not pursue this further. They did. I know, but why not keep it going?
But again, I would say that Dan Radakovic wants it. I would say that obviously Monty Lee and C and LeCroy and Owens and all, I'd say they want it. I mean, somebody up the totem pole didn't want it. Why? I don't know. But it's just fans don't know that. Fans say, well, we suck at baseball. Well, we hadn't been very good in the last 9 years. Well, again, Tim Corbin's been very good. Virginia's been very good. North Carolina's been very good. 7 of the 8 teams right now in the College World Series have this type of either academic common market or needs-based scholarship endowments or minority scholarship endowments. And look, is it the kid that threw the no-hitter? Rocker. Went to Vanderbilt. And by the way, Tracy Rocker has a ton of money. He makes $500,000 a year. Minority scholarships. Look at Michigan's team.
So the thing is, do you want to lower expectations?
I don't.
And you don't. But you're giving people a reason to lower expectations.
No.
Yeah, you are. You've been doing this. Whether you want to or not, and I know you don't want to, but it is.
I want this.
You're telling me there's not enough money to go around?
No, I'm not telling you that.
You will. Well, yes, there's 11.5 scholarships or 11.7 scholarships.
Right.
So there's
but the in-state kids now, again, let me just to explain this. Cost of out-of-state attendance is about 53. Cost of in-state attendance is about 20. An in-state kid with a half a scholarship is going to pay 10, but then he's going to get some lottery money, some academic money. What do you call it? Hope scholarship, whatever it is. Life scholarship, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he can go, you know, maintain a B, whatever. And an in-state kid's going to stay in-state. But I just told you, look at Clemson's players. Georgia, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, Virginia, Tennessee, California, North Carolina, Georgia, Georgia. Now, let me put it to you like this. Let me put it in a better thing for you, okay? Put a little bit better a situation for you. Look at Clemson's. Let me back up. Monty Lee has to make a decision oftentimes because of scholarship money that if I can't get the out-of-state family to pay $25,000 a year, it's going to be easier to me to recruit in the state. So I might take a less talented kid who's in-state, correct? You can see that? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Probably happens fairly frequently.
Probably.
Can you imagine telling Dabo Swinney, no, you can't recruit Christian Wilkins. Or Dabo Swinney had to say, the Wilkins family won't be able to afford this. You got to recruit an in-state tackle. Dexter Lawrence's family can't afford this candidate in-state tackle. You know, Trevor Lawrence would like to do this, but you're going to ask his family to pay $20,000 to go to Clemson, but Georgia, he's going to go for about $2,000. You can see in football terms, if you just put it in football terms, that all these out-of-state players out there, you can see, right?
Yeah, it's not football, though.
No, it's not.
Because people don't care about college baseball. They care about football.
Clemson fans care about baseball.
They don't care about it like they care about football.
No one's saying that.
They sacrifice the program for the football
team. Right. Shut it down. Turn it into a practice facility. Yes, absolutely. You're right. That being said, though, I'm just trying to show you the comparison.
I get it.
What it would look like.
I just don't think you understand your own argument right now in the sense that you're putting it out there where we're going to lower expectations because
I know what you're saying. You're right.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, I'm not going to lower expectations.
I'm with you on that.
But when they fail,
but we have to.
Don't call this show and say Monty Lee has ruined our baseball program.
Yeah.
That's not fair to Monty Lee. He's got a knife and a gunfight.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it fair to criticize him because of the guys that the last two recruiting classes have had the academic help, right? To get in here so better players?
Yeah.
Would it be fair to criticize him with better players?
Yes. The next three seasons.
You can criticize him, but after that, no?
Yes. But after that, when he gets back to full funny money, whatever, no. That's not fair at that point in time. The next 3 years, yes. After that, no. Because they had it for 4 years. And they took it away. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear excuses of why. I told you, man, I'm the guy that hates the victim mentality. But facts are facts sometimes, too. Hey, short break. We'll come back. Get your thoughts on this. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark and his team. I love getting these emails from Mark about the Greenville Marketplace. You know, a lot of people are listening from a lot of different areas. By the way, wanted to say hello to Melissa listening down at an administrator's conference down in a good old Dirty Mert right now with a great view. So people are listening all over the place. But I know Melissa, she's from the area. So we know that just our housing market here is different. We live in a very desirable, the upstate of South Carolina is very desirable in so many different areas there. So that changes things a little bit. Because of that, sometimes seller's market, meaning maybe staying in your own home, maybe some renovation stuff, maybe refinancing to make it more affordable for your next home, or maybe, you know, having to buy a new home, look at a new home, your dream home out there anyway. The place to find all this is at Prime Lending. Let them make this an absolutely easy peasy lemon squeezy situation for you. They're going to make the complicated simple at Prime Lending. There's a Prime Lending office locally near you. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Short break. Your phone calls, text, tweets on this subject or the U.S. Open or anything you saw over the weekend. Reaction Monday. More after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 855-ASK-A-JOE to get more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
The deals are scorching at George Coleman Ford this month, where you can get in a new 2019 Edge SEL with leather and sync 3 plus amenities. MSRP $40,865. George Coleman Ford priced at just $32,999 plus tax and tag. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Edge SEL today.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through July 1st.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
With enough muscle for the most demanding lawn mowing situations, the Husqvarna lawnmowers are the superior choice. They're the new standard in professional mowing, offering limitless cutting with their Husqvarna MZ zero-turn mowers. Easy Lawn and Garden could sell just about any mower. However, they've chosen the Husqvarna family of mowers and Husqvarna landscaping products because they know they get the job done. See for yourself what the pros are saying about Husqvarna on their website. Then see the pros at Easy Lawn and Garden and discover what the Husqvarna zero-turn mower experience is all about. There's no job too tough to tackle for Husqvarna zero-turn mower. From the Husqvarna MZT52 up to the Husqvarna Z572X, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, Easy Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Have you ever dreamed of making money flipping houses? Did you know the average flip brings in $63,000 per deal? With numbers like that, it doesn't have to be a dream. With market pressure to create affordable housing, the time to buy, fix, and flip for profit has never been better. Over the past 10 years, Nick Vertucci has earned millions flipping houses using his proven flipping strategy. Nick has identified the Greenville area as a prime market to buy low and sell high. And now Nick is coming to Greenville to teach a free 2-hour flipping workshop. So if you have questions, the Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy has answers. Learn to find money making flips and creative cash partners to do your deals. Text the word land to 72000 right now for free VIP tickets and a copy of Nick's House Flipping 101 kit. If you've ever considered flipping houses as your path to financial freedom, text the word land to 72000 now for free tickets and House Flipping 101 kit. Text the word land, that's L-A-N-D, to 72000 now.
The Mickey Blyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Now, Zach, we love giving away stuff here. Summer of giveaways. I'm going to give you away right now 2 tickets to the gun show. Not just come watch Zach or Flex over there. Put those things up, man. The Great American Gun Show, big weekend event, buy, sell, and trade at the Anderson Civic Center. June the 22nd and 23rd, Saturday, next Saturday from, or this coming Saturday, from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 4. 2 free admissions. So call Zach right now. First caller with 2 wanting to go to the gun show. Great American Gun Show. Big weekend coming this weekend over in Anderson. 654-ROAR. Call Zach for that one. Texas said, just to play devil's advocate, for years we didn't recruit the state hard at all, and Clemson was very successful. Now we are very good at in-state with baseball, and it's not paying dividends. Who knows the answer? Well, this was not an issue during the Bill Wilhelm days. You want to know why, Zach? Why was it not an issue when Bill Wilhelm was here?
I have no idea why.
Because tuition was about $4,000 a year, $3,000, you know, $4,000 a year.
Well, comparatively speaking, that's still a lot at that time, isn't it?
Yeah, but a half a scholarship then, you know, out of state, you know, cost of attendance, $2,000. And a family could take out loans or whatever for $8,000 in the 70s and 80s. And, I mean, again, that's not – I know there is a cost of living in a 1980 dollar is different than a 2019 dollar. I'm not trying to say that. I understand that aspect of it. But the cost of attendance to college has gone up higher than the cost of living and the inflation there. So it has – as tuition increases – and again, according to a couple of articles that I read now, a couple of things I find online, the average cost of attendance for Clemson is around $50,000. To ask someone to pay $25,000 a year, or to go to another school for free. Look, ask yourself this question: the biggest Clemson fans out there, the Snap Hooks of the world, the T-Birds of the world, you guys who are biggest Clemson fans you know. Who's the biggest Clemson fan you know, Mr. 24?
The biggest Clemson fan I know?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Blyler, other than that, I don't know.
Let's put Drake in a situation. Let's say that Meredith takes a job in the state of Georgia.
Okay.
We have to go over to Hartwell. And let's say that I go to work for Greg Rushton over at Hartwell, Georgia. And let's say that the University of, in the current situation, University of Georgia offers almost a full scholarship as a result of all the academic money that you get and the funding money. And Georgia Tech offers all the academic money and funding money, in-state tuition there. Or Clemson offers a half a scholarship. Well, everybody offers a half scholarship, but because of baseball, because of lotteries and everything on this, and because of academic common market, my son goes to Georgia Tech or Georgia for a total of $3,000 a year, $5,000 a year, whatever. And over 4 years, if we stay 4 years and don't do it, that's going to be about $20,000. How are you going to be $20,000? Or it's cost me $100,000 to send him to Clemson over 4 years. What are we going to do? I know this. I know my wife. And my wife is a big Clemson fan. But my wife's a big, very smart fiscally, much smarter than I am. We'd be saying, go dog, sick 'em, woof, woof, woof. We'd be going, when you say Budweiser, you said it all, right? I mean, you do it, right?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
You're eventually going to move to New Jersey, go back to and run the farm.
No farm in New Jersey.
Well, what do y'all do up there? I thought you had a bunch of farmland up there. What do y'all got up there?
We don't.
What's the family business up there?
No family business.
You're eventually going to go back, right? Maybe one day. And then you got little Zach running around, and Zach gets a scholarship offer to, well, you know, Jersey's different, but... He's not going to play baseball at Rutgers, for God's sakes. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. I don't even know if Rutgers has a baseball program.
Yikes. Don't you forget that Rutgers is the birthplace of college football.
And the death place of it, too, seemingly.
Don't you forget that.
Mickey, trip from Buford. This isn't complicated. Your Trevor Lawrence examples are perfect. Go to Clemson for $20,000 or Georgia for $3,000. Or even Vanderbilt for free. What's Trevor Lawrence going to do? This is simple. So, Clemson baseball fans, I want to finish this hour up by saying this. And I've said this many times. Just because I want to end on a high note here. Clemson can still win in baseball. This is not the end of the world. You just got to recruit. You got to be smarter about it, find a better way to go about it, develop better or whatever.
We're not even going to air the games anymore. There's no
chance. No, we're airing the games.
I'm not going to watch.
We're doing this. I would say one of two or three or four things here. Number one, college baseball, get your stuff together. And level the playing field. What's funny is we want level the playing field in Major League Baseball, but we don't want to do it when it comes to college baseball. So level the playing field, college baseball. Fight for your scholarships. Fight for full scholarships. Fight to have a lot. Because that's just not fair. And the other thing is, Zach, I want to increase the scholarships. I don't want to decrease. One of the last things I want to do is, is Clemson football not, I mean, Clemson baseball not lose. But one of the last things, I don't want to take away scholarship opportunities for kids. I want more minorities playing college baseball. I tell you, that's one of the real true travesties of all this, is that we've got fewer African Americans that are playing baseball as it is, and we've got fewer lower income families of all races playing baseball as it is. It's an expensive sport. Now you got to play on all these travel teams anyway. I like the needs based stuff. I think if families out there need help, man, pay for it. Get them. Let's do what we do to make college baseball better. So I think if anything, we need more scholarships, but make them more across the board for everybody, not just for the very few. Did you have any idea this would happen? This happened this way?
No, I knew that the private schools did certain things to get around the scholarship limit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it extended to public schools as well.
Yeah.
You learn all kinds of things in the Mickey Plyler Show.
That's right. Orange Bill and Greenville says, don't forget South Carolina in-state tuition is about double the in-state tuition of some neighboring states. I didn't know that. So that's another disadvantage. I didn't know that.
Is it?
Yeah. So Texas said, well, level the playing field. Coastal can win a baseball championship. Well, I think Coastal has the academic common market. I think. I think that's the case. Anyway. You texted, why can't IPTE make up the difference in cost for baseball or have I missed something? Well, that's illegal. You can't pay more scholarship money because you have more money. It's got to be categorized as something. You can't just say, all right, well, we're going to make that up. Because 11.7 is what you get. Or you got to qualify for some sort of endowment or scholarship money through that way. And that's not, those are not academic. It gives the one that, the misconception here is when people say, well, baseball's doing that. Yeah, baseball's doing it, but the whole university is doing it. Need at Vanderbilt, we're at 73,000. There are need based endowments.
Didn't we just vote against adding a third coach to college baseball?
Yep.
They don't care about this, man.
I know.
This isn't going anywhere.
I know. So here's the thing. I'll just go ahead and mark it up. It's going to be North Carolina, Virginia, and Vanderbilt, and Florida, Florida State. It's going to be these schools that just, you know, LSU, these schools that have all this stuff is going to do it, and they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to keep winning. Simple as that. Can't be more simple than that. Guess what I'm doing today, buddy? Guess what you and I are both doing today?
What's that?
We're heading down to Katiche.
Oh, mama.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Are you in?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in. We're going to leave here about 9:30, 9:45. And we're going to have a meeting, by the way, with the Hartwell Chamber of Commerce. I'm looking forward to that. And then we're going to have great lunch, and then we're going to practice and play, and it's going to be a great day down there. I told you about the Father's Day stuff, and now I hope you took advantage of that. They have this thing now. I spent Saturday night. Greg Rush and his family came over. They have this thing now, night putting. They have on Friday nights, have music out there and have food and drinks out there and everything. That's a really cool deal. They had like 60 or 70, 80 people, kids out there, little night putting contest going on. I think that's just absolutely amazing what they're doing. That's really cool. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to tell you more about the Ledbetter Academy Junior Golf Championship over at Katiche. And I really, really look forward to doing that and telling you much more about that. To find out more about it right now, you can go to katiche.com, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. If you have a junior golfer, it's going to be one of the best in the Southeast. Pretty cool stuff there. Can't wait to get over to Katiche today. Putt on those greens about 11, 11 and a half. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. And Hartwell, Georgia, the beautiful Katiche Golf Club there. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. Love to hear from you. U.S. Open Talk, much more. Hour 3 after this.